You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte has joined Asia Burnett and I in the studio. And on the phone, we have Leva Bates, a professional wrestler who once did some time in Madisonville. Leva, thank you so much for being on Sounds Good today.
Hi, thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, Leva, let's do the facts first. Tell us who your family is in Madisonville and where you went to school. You came to Murray State University after Hopkins County schooling, I reckon.
Yeah, I kind of bounced around a little bit, but I went to West Hopkins for half a semester when I moved back to Madisonville. So I moved back and forth between Alabama and Madisonville. So I went to West Hopkins for a half a semester, and then that's when they opened Central High School.
Sure.
And I actually went there for 2 years and graduated from Hopkins County Central. And I moved on to Murray State University, and where I got my degree there.
What did you study here?
I studied, actually I did a double major. I studied theater with emphasis in acting, and I also did radio TV production.
Well, hallelujah. And you never said who your folks are, so let's get that shout out.
Oh, sorry. My mom is Sharon Bates. She lives in Madisonville, Kentucky. My sister and her family also live in that area at Connie Doyle. And my two nieces are Mackenzie and Haley Doyle, so hopefully they're listening.
And I think you have... a best friend in Jessica Dockery at the Sugg Street Post who wrote about you?
Actually, she is one of my lifelong best friends. We became best friends in high school when she asked if I could start getting a ride to school. And at first, she was like, all right, I'll take this girl to school. And we just became best friends. We went to Murray together, and then we worked at Hershey Park together, and we went worked at a dude ranch in Michigan together. So for several years, we kind of just went all over God's green earth together and got into crazy adventures together.
Okay.
So, yeah, now, she's one of my lifelong best friends.
You and Jessica like mimicking. You like taking on other personas. Is that true?
Yeah, I think that's like the performer, actor, nerd in us, because we're both big into video games and tabletop games, and you know, I used to love watching sci-fi and fantasy TV shows and movies, as well as reading about them. And like when I was little, I always knew I wanted to perform. I would, like, honest to God story, my mom would completely agree with you on this. When I was potty training, I would not go unless I had an audience. And after I got done, they would have to clap for me. Honest to God. So they knew a lot, like, early on that I was going to be a handful and an actor or some sort of performer. So, yeah, we both studied acting. We both studied, all sorts of different things. I took a shining to more of a physical performance, like stunts and just a very kind of raw, like, physical nature. That's, I think, what led to wrestling, actually.
Now, you're speaking to us from Orlando, yes?
I am, actually. I'm sitting at Universal Studios right now.
And you're a full-time entertainer at Universal, and Universal was filming TNA, and somebody told you that there was a school for wrestling, and you went to the school to become a wrestling manager, but you fill in the rest of the story.
Pretty much exactly it. I wanted to be a manager, and once I got there and I started, because of course, to be a wrestling manager, you're going to take and take falls and stuff, so they teach you how to do all that stuff, the bumps and all that. So I started, they pretty much got me in there. You want to try it for the first day? Heck yeah. So I got in there, and they're like, no, you're not a manager, you're a wrestler. Don't lie to yourself, you know this. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I wasn't sure, you know, if I really had it, but they're like, no, you're not a manager, you're a wrestler. And the rest is history.
So, what? Who is your wrestling persona?
Me, actually. I pretty much, well, like in training, and even like in some sort of acting training, they always tell you take who you are and turn it up to 11.
Sure.
So I pretty much decided, especially at the time, there was no one else really doing anything like me. So I decided to just go with it. Funny story, when I was younger, I found out that all the actors changed their names, like Tom Cruise and John Travolta and Brad Pitt. Those aren't their real names. And for some reason, that devastated me. So I always said, when I become famous, I'm going to use, of course, you know, I'm a kid, I'm going to say that, when I become famous, I want to keep my real name because, A, I was always proud of my name. Some people, when they have unusual names, like Viva or whatever, they may be like, I don't know, I don't really like a weird name, I don't want to stand out. But for me, I loved it, I embraced it. Even all the little nicknames, leaving me Alona, Levi, 501 Blues, Viva 2000, I embraced it. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then Bates is such a cool last name anyway because of A, Psycho, and B, there's a lot of other famous Bates out there too, like Kathy Bates. So I was like, that's a perfect stage name. So when we got, I started training for wrestling, I thought, you know, I have a couple different ideas. I'm still sitting on a couple of these ideas as well. Like, I thought maybe another name I could use would be Donna Hello. Daniels or something, kind of play on something else, but I just really liked my own name, and I always said that, like, I'm going to keep my own name. So, and in keeping my own name, I always wanted to combine what I love, which is being a total geek in wrestling, so I kind of went with that, especially, no other, like, especially when I first started out, all the girls, especially on TV, were the bombshells, the sex symbols, the pretty models, and then it really had someone that was just like geek. And not that I'm like a nerd geek, it's more like I just love all things geeky. I love comic books, I love dressing up in costumes and being ridiculous. I love, you know, watching my favorite sci-fi TV shows. I love playing D&D. I love, you know, playing video games. So I kind of wanted to take that persona and just crank it up as high as I could and make it my own and bring that to the world of wrestling, because as a wrestling fan, I knew other wrestling fans were into what I was into, and if I could bring some sort of like pop culture references into wrestling, I thought that'd be the coolest thing ever, because I would love that as a fan. So that's kind of why I am who I am in the world of wrestling.
So when do we see you perform?
I kind of perform all over the world. I'm a freelance, a free agent, so I'm not really signed to a major, huge company. I am actually a part of a lot of bigger independent companies. I do a monthly pay-per-view with a company called Shine Wrestling. It's actually filmed out of Ybor/Tampa, Florida, and that's actually gotten me a lot of exposure, as well as another awesome all-women's wrestling company called Shimmer Women Athletes. They do DVD distribution, and they bring the best of the best from all over the world. Like, they bring several men from Japan, Australia, England, Canada, Mexico, all over in one building, and they have this huge weekend of just pure wrestling and athleticism. So you can find me on there. I actually just got back from Kentucky. Last weekend, I flew into Louisville, and I did a show in Tennessee, Indiana, and Cleveland. The one in Cleveland was another pay-per-view. It was with AIW Wrestling, and it was an all-girls pay-per-view called Girls Night Out 8. So I just did that. So I'm kind of all over the place doing the thing.
And you work full-time doing costume characters at Universal Studios as well.
I am. I'm contracted as a dancing character in our Superstar Parade, but I also, actually yesterday, they pulled me into doing the stunt shows over at Sinbad as well. So I do Sinbad, Terminator 2, the dance shows with the Superstar Parade, as well as the Seuss dance show for, and Seuss Landing. Not, so I kind of am all over the place as well there, but my contract is with the Superstar Parade.
Leva, I have to ask, how do you avoid bruises?
I don't. I'm actually covered right now in bruises. I really am. I want to say it was two weeks ago, I did this crazy last woman, standing match. It's kind of a hardcore match. Pretty much, the gist of this match is you have to keep your opponent down for a 10 count, almost like boxing. So we were doing all sorts of crazy stuff. I'm done with it. And we film in like a bar, but they clean it all out and they set it up. And actually a really nice venue when they clean it out. But I'm like running off of like parts of the bar and jumping onto her. And they have a stage and I dive off the stage onto her. And she ended up giving me a huge slam onto a chair. It's called a glory bomb onto a chair. I'm still bruised from that. And it's been almost 2 weeks now. I have a huge bruise on my arm and a huge bruise on my leg from where I landed on the chair. But, like, just last weekend, I got a couple more bruises, and I don't even notice them. I was looking in the mirror yesterday, and I was actually at work, and I was changing out of my wet costume into a dry costume, and I looked in the mirror going, what? Where did I get that? I have a handprint on my arm. I didn't even know I had this. How long has this handprint been on me? And how did I get it? And why do I have it? So I have no idea how I got that.
Now tell me something, Leva. Who is your favorite costume character? What do you really excel at when you're in a costume?
What do you mean, like Universal or wrestling-wise?
Either one. What fits you the best?
I don't know why, but a lot recently, wearing mustaches has been my thing. I did a match where I was wrestling this girl who calls herself the Canadian Ninja. So, of course, she's a ninja. I had to be a pirate. So I came out in fully garbed Captain Jack Sparrow with mustache and beard and all. And that was one of my favorite things I did because at first I was like, I don't know if this is going to look good. And then I just kind of threw it all together and... Once I put it all together, I was like, holy crap, this was awesome. And then a few months before that, me and my tag partner at Shimmer, we did Mario and Luigi. And I had to play Luigi properly. So I came out with, you know, the big mustache. It ended up getting ripped off in mid-match. But, yeah, I had the mustache and the full outfit. And then around Christmas time, I did another all-girls wrestling show. And I came out as Gandalf since The Hobbit just came out. So I had the full beard and everything. So I don't know. I think the more I get ridiculous, the better it is. So that's been one of my favorite things. Actually, the Last Woman Standing match, I did the Scarecrow from the Batman.
Sure.
The World of Batman. Like, pretty much I kind of took more on the Nolan style of Scarecrow, but I kind of mixed it in with a little bit of the cartoon and the comic, because that's what I like to do, and I love them all. But that one actually got really good reviews, like better than I expected. I figured, man, I'm not creeping some people out, because I had the whole bag on my head, and I had a noose around my neck, because in that story, I'm kind of going a lot darker. I'm not a bad guy, but the bad guy's pushing me to a darker, more serious role. So I'm kind of coming out as a lot darker characters. So that one, I'm like, all right, let's see how this works. I got a lot of good feedback from that. So that's really, really cool. And I'm really pumped because that was a lot of just me and my, like, imagination kind of making something that's not wrestling at all. Like, you wouldn't expect to see Scarecrow wrestle, but making that blend and bleed into the world of wrestling. I even had tear gas.
Leva, you are sort of breaking up on us, and I just want to say stay safe, take care of yourself, and thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I tend to run on, so feel free to cut me off at any time.
Well, we're going to go back to music, and again, thank you very much. Leva Bates, wrestler now, and Universal Studios Orlando, Florida entertainer, thank you for being with us today.